out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not awfully disgusting in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7. Or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher or your favorite podcasting app or crabdiving.com.
This is what I am. I'm a throwback.
However, whenever, wherever you are listening to us, we appreciate the crapola out of it. We are going to be here for the next couple of hours. Lots to talk about, lots to yell about, lots to cuss about. Hopefully a little bit to laugh about once in a while. Laugh through our tears and cussing.
Move, bitch! Get out the way!
God damn, man.
It's a lovely no-flow Wednesday here in the Panhandle. Thanks for joining us. Strap in, strap on, everybody. Join us on social media and all that bullshit. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and those Alex Jones clips that you just played, they remind me that I feel good that my representative has said he would not go on his show anymore.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? Isn't that awesome?
Matt Gaetz here, apparently, with a...
Isn't that great?
Gave an interview to The Hill. Matt Gaetz is our...
total douchebag.
Representative here, yeah.
Big piece of shit. Just kudos to all the Republicans. Good job. Wonderful. Thank you.
He's a profound Trump humper, and he is one of the most horrible running around. He's also one of the ones that I believe... We found out may be involved with some of the Russian maybe some Russian money helping him something. We're still finding all that stuff.
What a great guy Matt Gaetz is. And by the way, look out on the roads if you're driving out there. Who knows? Maybe he's ready to rack up his ninth fucking DUI.
He's got a bunch of DUIs.
Great.
But he's the son of a grand old poobah from here in Florida who was like the House or Senate Majority Leader forever, a real Republican cuddle bear who is apparently got him out of his DUIs and stuff that. Allegedly, he was allegedly pulled over a whole bunch of times drunkenly, but...
Oh, I'm sure he wasn't drunk.
Or twice apparently was charged or whatever. Yes. But there's a couple mugshots you can grab of the current... At least here in the Florida's first district, our current representative, which I guess, I don't know. How many DUIs do people have around here? Maybe he is representative of the population.
Yeah. Sacha Baron Cohen just trolled him too, right?
If he was black, he's on that NRA thing that Sacha Baron Cohen did. If he was black, he'd have several weed arrests by now.
Oh, he would be in jail.
Not that... our black friends smoke weed more. It's just that...
They get pulled over more.
Pulled over, yeah. So strange coming from California.
Oh God, dude!
Where you really had to work hard to get arrested for weed, it's legal, totally legal,
right?
But to come here and to actually speak to people that have been in jail for a small amount of fucking marijuana is so profoundly ridiculous to
me. It's archaic. It's barbaric.
It makes no sense whatsoever.
It's loony.
Let's jump right in, dive right in,
ooh,
and see what's going on in the headlines this Wednesday.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
Oh, goddamn dude!
Pensacola, Florida, dateline, July the 18th, 2018.
The year of our Lord.
These are the headlines.
Yay.
Over to the commie, pinko liberal.
It's me.
Puff pose. Somebody called us a commie on our Facebook page.
Oh, really?
Today, yeah.
Who? I want
to
know.
But who? I mean, this has to be an old person, right? I mean, it can't. No younger person. I was going to say no younger person with brains, but if they're Trump humpers, obviously there's something going on up there anyway.
They're running around in khakis and polo shirts and MAGA hats carrying tiki torches.
Yeah, I don't get it, but it was like, you commies and
fuck you.
Half of our the people that responded, most of the people that responded were like, do you even know the difference between communism and socialism? It's all the same thing. No, it's really not.
God, you fucking morons. Look who you elected. How are you not?
And you say democratic socialism to them, and they're like, Stalin!
Fuck you!
Or Hitler. Yeah. Hitler was a national socialist. You can't tell me socialism is good.
Can you guys believe how dumb Trump is? And he pulled the wool over your eyes. You fell for all his fucking garbage, his shit.
Oh, so, the HuffPo is making us look at a picture of White House press spokesgoblin Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Fuck you.
It says, White House mess, new Russia shitstorm.
Russia.
Shitstorm.
They live in a... Sorry.
No, that nobody else could hear that. But
they live in a fucking shitstorm.
Well, yeah, this is... So this is... kudos to Hallie Jackson of MSNBC. MSDNC.
Is that what he says?
No. I mean, that's what the lunatics say. But they think Fox is too liberal.
Oh, geez.
I saw that earlier. I saw some comments where some real lunatics were like, you know, oh, Fox, why doesn't Fox just hire everybody from MSNBC? They're so liberal there.
You know, they're not going to be satisfied till everybody on Fox, all the hosts, have beat women and have domestic abuse charges and sexual harassment charges.
They're doing a good job.
Yeah, yeah.
So far.
God.
I think they'd be pleased. So now this is Hallie Jackson went after Huckabee Sanders for saying, well, okay, so a day and a half ago, the president or yesterday, the president basically revised history. And said, I should have said wouldn't instead of would. I thought it would have been clear. It wasn't. So I'm going to clear this up.
Why wouldn't he just, you know, on his tweets at the end, he'll put not.
Oh, yeah.
He'll be like,
yeah.
Not. Yeah. Why didn't he just say it like that at the press conference with Vlad? Why not? Not.
So she said, well, okay. So he reversed something that he obviously said. And now he's asking us to believe that he didn't say that.
Right.
And now today, this happened. This was,
I mean,
one of those press gaggles, the press pool that, you know, they let a couple of people in,
right,
to these pre-cabinet meetings or whatever. And sometimes he talks and sometimes he doesn't. Sometimes they just usher him out. But this was the pool.
Ooh, yes.
Asking him. As they were leaving.
Is Russia still targeting the U.S., Mr. President?
Is Russia still targeting the U.S., Mr. President?
What is... Sorry.
And he goes with... you'll hear.
Is Russia still targeting the U.S., Mr. President?
Press, let's go.
Thank you very much. No.
Oh, God. Thank you very much. No.
Right. And then he reiterates it. They follow up and they say, wait, you're saying so they're not doing anything, and he says no, and then he leaves, And when Hallie Jackson confronted Huckabee about it, so this is a shitstorm because now he's saying, no, I don't believe they're still
right.
They're still attacking us. When the DNI yesterday,
yes.
day before yesterday,
right.
said they are absolutely right now involved in attacking our systems as best they can, and all the social media drama and all that shit is still going on unabated.
Right. You know what's crazy? Sorry to interrupt, but this motorcycle just went by. It's Harley's big orange Harley, and on the back of it, a giant cross, Jesus Saves.
Well, there you go.
All in orange.
Were they wearing a helmet?
You know, they were.
Oh, well, there you go.
Well, why do you need a helmet if Jesus is going to save you? God, ye of little faith.
So, Hallie Jackson, Sarah Huckabee said... of this press conference when she confronted Huckabee about, well, okay, the president said this today. Sarah Huckabee said, that's not what he was responding to. He was saying no, that he wasn't going to answer any questions,
what?
Which is a lie. He looked at the reporter that said, Mr. President, do you believe the Russians are still targeting the U.S.? Is Russia still targeting the U.S., Mr. President? And he looked right at her. He said, thank you very much. And then he said, no.
Oh, my God.
So it's not ambiguous about
right,
this.
Right.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders said he was saying no to taking more questions.
Why don't they just double down and say that the president actually doesn't believe Russia is targeting us? That, to me, is an easier argument to make. I mean, maybe he's wrong.
Political pundit reporter, where is he from? I've seen him on MSNBC. Daily Beast reporter, Aswin Subsang, said, I was standing right there, and the reporter's question was clear despite minimal crosstalk. It was clear to me and other folks in the room I've spoken to that he was addressing her question. I heard him say no. Very clearly, then he proceeded to further address the question.
It's like they want to bend reality.
Aside from being one of the several people standing right there at the time, this is simply not true, he said.
Yeah.
If I'm to be extra generous, it is as plausible as the sort of double negative thing.
It's like they're trying to control us like Dr. Strange would. You know, the guy from the X-Men that can bend reality? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Doctor Strange, Space Wood. Not Doctor Strangewood. I was like, who's Doctor Strangewood?
What do you mean? I don't know.
You said they weren't messing with us like Doctor Strange.
Wood.
Space.
Oh, yes.
Wood.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I didn't know who Doctor Strange, Strangewood was.
That's like a Donald Trump thing. I meant Strangewood.
That's not what I meant at all. Oh, I meant to say.
Yeah, fuck this. They're bending reality. We don't have to believe this, guys, okay?
Well, and within, Hallie Jackson said, so it was 24 hours that you guys basically came up with that other one. You did this. This is a half hour ago.
This is fucked
this
up.
This is a half hour ago. He said this and caused this new uproar. He's out of his fucking mind.
Just stop it. God damn it. Just fucking stop it.
If there's anything good... to come of this, he looks miserable. He's utterly pissy, angry,
God.
Arms crossed, miserable.
Donald, I need you to fucking cheer up. I mean, what you're doing, you're almost bending reality. I mean, honestly, you almost have the country so exhausted that they're going to be like, okay, fine, whatever. We just don't want to hear it anymore. You're winning, dude.
So, he said Russia is no longer targeting the U.S. And then Sarah Sanders changed her mind on that. And then there was another thing that I don't even have the story. I'll have to look for it. But
was there time for somebody to think that for him? Like to say no, he was saying no more questions? Did a staffer come up with that or something?
Oh, they had to. They had to Hail Mary that one in the half hour, whatever the fuck it was.
I would be so embarrassed to suggest that. I would be like, this sounds stupid, but can we, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shameless. It's shameless.
insulting. And
come
you
on.
Know, all the pundits were saying, well, nobody believes him. Nobody buys yeah. this. But his stupid knuckle dragging cult 45 base.
What kind of journalist could believe in this? Why would they think a journalist would buy this?
So this is who he's playing to. This yeah, is the yeah. audience he's playing to.
The idiots.
An audience of one IQers.
Ugh. Great. Great.
The other story that I was trying to think of is there's a they were talking about the fact that Russia wants to haul in and interrogate 11 or 12 Americans who they think, I don't know what they think they did. One of them is Mike McFaul, the former ambassador to Russia.
Oh, God, I saw this.
He was on MSNBC today. He's like, this is crazy. This is nutballs. But they asked Sarah Huckabee Sanders about this. And she said, well, the president's going to be discussing it with his advisors. And then within minutes,
yes,
the spokes goblin over at, is she the NSA? Somebody, the NSA spokesperson, maybe.
Yes.
Or maybe the State Department spokesperson, that former Fox News woman, right. blonde hair. I forget her name. She said some stupid shit before, though, herself.
Damn, I can almost remember who this is.
Yeah, I can't think of her name. But she dropkicked, I was going to say Sarah Huckabee, but I don't, you'd have to be like some kind of a giant to do that. But Sarah Huckabee, under the boss.
Right, right.
And said, I can't speak for the White House, but the State Department says that these allegations from the Russians are ludicrous and insane, and we would, of course, never even entertain allowing them to interrogate these people on these ridiculous, moronic, stupid charges.
Which is a lie.
And that's it.
Which is a lie, because they obviously would entertain it if someone just said...
Well, she said the State Department. She said, I can't speak for the White House.
Oh,
but we
okay.
at the State Department say that this is bullshit.
But minutes
later...
And
these allegations are moronic.
But minutes later, it's odd. So they consulted with someone...
No, she was asked... She said, hey, Sarah Huckabee just said that you guys are willing to talk about letting Putin interrogate 12 Americans. And she responded, no, that's utterly ridiculous.
That's insane. That's crazy.
So they're contradicting themselves. They don't even know what to... They're all so...
I mean,
a bunch of chickens with their heads cut off. They don't know what
right.
to do.
And it disturbs me that someone would even say they're considering that, even if they aren't, even if it's a lie.
Right.
The answer should be Putin wants to see a bunch of Americans and question them.
That's ridiculous.
Get it.
Right.
Was he want a polonium? Honestly, you're going to let... That's treasonous, dude.
And that's what I think Putin was alluding to when he, during the, right after Trump's power bottoming session with him alone, when they had that press conference, when Putin said, well, we would be willing to... have your people come over and interview these indicted Russians.
Right.
If they're not going to extradite them, but you can come talk to them. But then I would expect the same thing for us.
God.
And we would expect that people we suspect of crimes would be able.
Well,
and Trump is like, I think this is great. We're making some great progress.
That to me makes sense if you're Donald Trump. Both sides. He sees Russia and the U.S. equal, you know, like there's many sides, like what he said at Charlottesville.
Right.
He's bizarre. He's bizarre, man. What a shitty president.
Yeah, I mean, what a dumb, of course, he's a shitty president. Fuck.
So, right after that.
That's nuts.
Right after Sarah Huckabee, she got she got contradicted.
I mean, you take this collusion shit out of it, all the Russia crap and all the other bullshit. They can't even function.
Heather Nauert is her name.
Okay.
The former Fox friend.
Yes. Oh.
But they spokesperson can't of the United States Department of State.
Why are we hiring people from Fox to do shit? God, it's like we hire people from the state of Alabama or Fox to run the government. What a sad state of fucking affairs this is. Ugh.
And interesting enough, you know, we were talking offline a little bit about this Sinclair deal that Ajit Pai, the FCC chairman, has said he has concerns about.
Oh, yes.
Sinclair being able to buy Tribune Media, which would infect, would allow them to their cancer to spread to a large portion of local television stations. And Sinclair is the one that makes their stations run these must runs during their news, which is like Boris Epstein does them. Boris Epstein is, he's got to be a Russian operative.
Boris.
Yeah. And he's a total Trump humper.
Yes.
And Sinclair, which alleges to be fair and balanced and newsy, you know, just like fucking Fox, they force their affiliates to run this pro-Russia, pro-Trump propaganda on their local station.
God,
so that's the, and in some places, you're in rural West Virginia, you got one or two stations
that
crawl over the mountain, the signal crawls over, you're getting this bullshit. You're getting this disinformation and these lies.
And it comes on your local news. So there's the, I guess, the illusion that you're getting local shit, which, I don't know, maybe you trust that more. But it's not local.
So Ajit Pai said, well, you know, I've got some concerns about it being antitrusty and stuff like that. And everyone's gobsmacked that that fucking Ajit Pai, who couldn't wait to put a shank into internet neutrality.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Is now doing that. But when you think about it, who benefits from Sinclair not gaining more of a foothold on conservative news? FOX.
Oh my God,
so,
right?
So, gosh, I wonder if Uncle Rupert might have told his buddy, Don, hey, it'd be great if you could maybe do a little something about this Sinclair thing.
Right,
they're
going to
threaten our chokehold on the morons of this country.
I don't know. Don't you think there's enough to go around? Don't you think Sinclair and Fox can coexist? I mean, it's such a fucked up thing. I think there's plenty of idiocy to be had. I don't worry about
it. I'm just speculating. I'm just tinfoil hatting there.
Oh,
there
yes.
There's no evidence. There's no reports.
Why don't they merge?
It is interesting that a government entity that is run by blatant corporatists right
now. By somebody Trump appointed.
Would for a moment think, well, you know, maybe that's a little antitrust. I don't know. Bullshit. There's something else going on.
Nobody in this administration is ever doing anything good for us.
Not for the people, no.
No.
Well, for the wealthy white Christian straight people.
Well, people.
That's
now,
it.
Yeah, those are, I don't know, the oligarchs. Our oligarch, our ruling class, the fat cats.
It was just last Friday that Dan Coats, DNI, said that Russia is, quote, the most aggressive foreign actor currently carrying out cyber attacks against the U.S.
Yay!
The warning signs are there, he said. The system is blinking.
Oh,
that's
shit.
Why I believe we are at a critical point. And then
Yet.
Trump says, I don't think they're doing anything right now at all. I looked Vlad in his dreamy eyes.
What do you think?
And he said that he wasn't doing it very strongly.
Hey,
very strong. He was strong, Ryan, when he said he didn't do it.
What does Trump think Dan Coats does all day at work? I mean, really, if he doesn't agree with the fucking guy, what do you think he's doing all day at work? In his job? He just thinks Dan Coats is wrong?
He said, today, the digital infrastructure that serves this country is literally under attack.
No shit.
Today, this is unambiguous. Today,
literally.
Today, the digital infrastructure that serves this country is literally under attack.
That sounds serious, doesn't it?
Their efforts are to undermine our democracy. I mean, Russia.
Right. That sounds very, very... That couldn't sound more serious. That's alarming. Don't you think, Kate?
Yeah.
Kate.
President Putin just said it's not Russia, Trump said on Monday, referring to U.S. intelligence agencies' unanimous determination that Russia interfered with the 2016 presidential election. I don't see why it would be. I think it was Katie Tour, MSNBC, that said you would have had to have a blindfold and earplugs on for that entire press conference to believe that Trump meant wouldn't. There's no way. Other thing he said was, I don't believe them, I believe Putin. And then all of a sudden he's going to pull out, I don't know why it wouldn't. It's a double negative.
You know, he sounds crazier than he used to sound.
I think he's losing it, yeah. More so.
Today on that press conference at the very end when he's going on with everybody's well, you're well, Putin's well. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
Remember right at the end, he just kept saying well and well over and over again. He sounded bananas. He was just rambling. That's all.
There was one over the weekend when he was like, Putin's fine. Everyone's fine.
Yeah, maybe that's
fine.
What I heard.
Is that the one?
Maybe that's it. And I thought it was today.
He's like, don't worry about it. Putin's fine.
Everybody's fine. It's fine. What's fine? What can you label today on this planet that's fine?
But he might have said something today. I didn't know about it. I mean,
who knows?
I thought the only... time he talked to the press so far was...
I'm probably wrong. I think I'm thinking of what you just mentioned.
This is the same. This is a different angle, though, same. But this is the same.
Same.
Thank you all very much. Appreciate it.
Press,
thank
you. Is Russia still targeting the U.S. president?
Thank you very
let's
much.
Let's go.
He's looking... He turned and looked at her. Mr. President, is Russia still targeting the U.S.? He looked at her. Thank you. No.
What do they say in Taming of the Shrew when Petruchio points to the sky and Kate says, oh, the sky is blue. No, it's not, my lord, or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
They just want
to kind of remember.
Right. Do you know the point I'm trying to get at, though? That.
He was telling her, you believe what I tell you to believe, was
right.
what Petruchio was saying at that moment.
And eventually, the scary thing is, the country's going to be like, okay, yes, we will, because they will get tired unless people fucking vote in November.
I don't know. We've been enduring for a year and a half already, and we only have 4 more months before where there might be some relief. Here's the rest of this. Maybe you can hear the follow up.
Way out. No, we don't believe that to be still targeting.
Thank you very much. Press,
let's go. Make a way out. No, you don't
believe that to be the case. Let's go. We're going to hear. Senator Schumer said you would walk back to Washington.
Press, let's go.
Thank you very much, everybody. We're doing very well. And we're doing very well.
Oh, is this what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I forgot he said well. Fine.
We are doing very well, and we're doing very well, probably as well as anybody.
We're doing very well.
We're
doing very well.
Do you have a dinger, like a hotel, you know, a desk dinger over there? Ding, ding. Mm-mm. I mean, how many times does that motherfucker say well in that? I want to count it.
You can't think of another adjective.
God.
Probably as well as anybody has ever done with Russia. And there's been no president ever as tough as I have been on Russia.
Pompeo next to him, the eyes just went down.
Dude, and what he says next is
Pompeo's just smirking. Before this, it's like okay, I love being here. I hope he doesn't say anything stupid. And now when Trump's going into this, Pompeo's eyes slowly drifted down like, oh, boy.
But what he says next, Trump, is I don't understand what he means. He's
let's try to translate it.
Anybody has ever done with Russia. And there's been no president ever as tough as I have been on Russia. All you have to do is look at the numbers, look at what we've done, look at sanctions, look at ambassadors not there, look, unfortunately, at what happened in Syria recently. and I think President Putin knows that better than anybody, certainly a lot better than the media.
Putin knows better than the fucking media? I mean, who does he think the media... Trump, the media that you speak of, they went to college and they really paid attention, you know? and they read books. They read. They actually read shit. You don't even... This motherfucker has a nerve to talk about people not knowing shit. He doesn't read his daily briefing, right? He doesn't look at it.
Right.
You don't know anything.
And even that has been turned into a one-page Dr. Seuss book.
It's like an infographic.
Yeah.
It's Dr. Seuss.
And
he says, nobody's been tougher on Russia than me. Just look at the numbers. What numbers? What does that fucking mean? What numbers show you how tough he's been on Russia? It just sounds like
Well, Sarah Sanders read out a long list of bullshit.
Oh, okay. Maybe he's referring to that list of bullshit. Probably.
Well, but there was another, he's like, the sanctions, look at how the sanctions, or she said the sanctions were implemented, blah, blah, blah. But there was a senator on yesterday who said they haven't enforced the sanctions. He's refused to implement some of these sanctions that they're supposed to. And the Republicans won't force the issue like they should to oversee the White House.
You know, I nearly get a fucking migraine when I think about all the times that guy, Lion Ted Cruz. Nobody lies more than this guy. Nobody lies more than Donald Trump. He's saying some guy, they're telling us something happened that didn't happen that was on tape that everybody on the planet saw it. And they're saying it didn't happen. We don't have to believe this shit.
Yes. You have to believe me.
Oh, God. Fuck you.
That's the headline over at the... I'm trying to see.
The Drudge?
That's the headline over at the Drudge Report.
Yes.
I just saw one tweet. He was twit-tastic this morning.
Trump?
Yeah.
Shitler.
He should have been working.
No, I mean, it might be better. He should be golfing. That is the least harmful thing he can do to this country is go golf.
He tweeted out, oh boy, this is a new one, 4 minutes ago. The two biggest opponents of ICE in America today are the Democratic Party and MS-13.
So wait a second. So who's worse, Trump, MS-13, or the Democrats? Nancy Pelosi's more dangerous than MS-13. Come on. Oh, I know you hate Pelosi and Schumer. They hate you. They hate the shit out of you, dude. But they aren't MS-13, you fuck.
You can't tell his people that. They think everybody that comes across the border is covered with 13 tats.
I mean, they think of like Democrats as giant blue monster that's like a mutant of MS-13, the biggest ninny hippie liberal you could imagine, and I don't know what. God, that's nuts.
12 hours ago, which would have been 4:35 a.m. Central.
Okay.
5:35 Eastern.
That's early.
So many people this is great. So many people at the higher ends of intelligence loved my press conference performance in Helsinki. Now, does he mean smart people?
Yeah.
Or does he mean intelligence leaders?
Maybe stoned. Higher end, you think?
Putin and I discussed many important subjects at our earlier meeting. We got along well, which truly bothered many haters who wanted to see
my God!
A boxing match. Big results will come, exclamation point.
Haters?
Yeah, our president.
You got some haters, baby. I think he does mean high like 420, don't you?
Well, the NATO meeting in next tweet. While the NATO meeting in Brussels was an acknowledged triumph.
Yes.
The NATO meeting is an acknowledged triumph, acknowledged by him only.
Guys, we've got some acknowledged triumphs.
He's the only one acknowledging that it's a triumph. And the only reason it's a triumph to him is because he thinks he bullied our allies.
Yeah.
Those evil right. slacking takers.
But they paid up.
Paying their way up.
They no, paid the they said, fuck up.
They said, you know what? You know that agreement we agreed to under Obama? We're yes. going to agree to increase our, we are going to increase our right, spending right. just like we already agreed to. They agreed to nothing new. Nothing new.
All they do. How many times?
And when he called for 4%, they laughed at him.
Right.
Afterwards.
Yes.
I
yes.
actually, I want them all to do 4%. And the poobah of NATO was like, no, no, no.
They're doing what they said they'd do.
Right. By 2024. Trump's like, I want, you owe us money, which isn't how it works.
Yeah.
It's not how it works. It's not a big bucket of money that they all pour shit into. This is how what percentage of your own GDP you agree to spend on defense.
Right.
They want countries that can defend themselves a little wee bit.
God, you know, I saw this meme today that reminds me of this, and it really is sad. The saddest part of 2016 was seeing how many people believe the worst rumors about a woman while ignoring the worst facts about a man. I mean, it's insane. The benefit of the doubt these motherfuckers give Trump. Why does anyone think he's ever telling the truth? We should start with that he's lying all the time. We should never believe him.
Many positive things will come. The NATO meeting in Brussels was an acknowledged triumph with billions of dollars more being put up by member countries at a faster pace. Which, no.
Yeah, that's not true.
Well, I don't. They're like, well, yeah, sure, we'll increase our, you know.
He always lies about numbers.
The meeting with Russia may prove to be, in the long run, an even greater success.
Well, that could be true.
Many for positive who? Things will come out of that meeting. Next tweet. Russia has agreed to help with North Korea, where relationships with us are very good, and the process is moving along. There is no rush. The sanctions remain. Big benefits. An exciting future for North Korea at the end of the process.
You know what would be terrifying? If you went into the future like 50 years and you went to Moscow, and the tallest skyscraper on the planet was there with the word Trump on the top of it. That would be the worst thing ever.
Well, Kilmeade must have redeemed himself because Trump quoted him next in the next tweet.
Ooh, yes.
At the end, it says, Fox and Friends and Kilmeade.
Okay.
Quote, a lot of Democrats wish they voted for the tax cuts because the economy is booming. We could have 4% growth now. And the Fed said yesterday unemployment could drop again.
But the tax cuts went through, right?
Well, and nobody is seeing tax cuts.
Yeah.
Except rich white assholes that
right,
already
right.
voted.
Wait,
for
wait,
fund.
They're not seeing it in their paychecks?
Surprisingly, no. Or, you know, here's $1.47 for the week.
Oh, thank
congrats.
You.
Say thanks to Trump for that.
Thanks. In 7 years, I'll be able to afford to go to a movie with that. Thank you.
And he's talking about wages going up, but they didn't surpass in the last quarter. They didn't surpass inflation.
What?
So. Congratulations.
Everything's a lie.
Today, there are people going to Congress. Farmers are going to Congress to lobby against the president's tariffs. And everybody they interviewed voted Trump.
Oh, my God. He said he was going to do this,
most
right?
Most of them are off the Trump train, but I don't get it. There's still a couple of them that are still there. They're like, well, we understand what he's doing. This is really hurting us, though, in the short term. Hopefully, he'll turn everything around.
These idiots really thought Obama was weak and feckless, and that this guy is making us look like, you know, badasses. Yeah. We're Johnny Badass now.
They went back to that nail company. Remember we talked about that?
Oh,
there
yeah,
was a
yeah.
company that made nails. They thought they might have to start they were doing well until the steel tariffs.
Yeah.
And now they're plummeting. They've already had to lay off 60 people.
Well, isn't a nail
the largest nail right. manufacturer in the country had to lay off 60 people already.
Right. And they use a lot of steel, right?
Jabs.
Right. To make a nail, it takes a lot of steel, right?
Well, to make a 100 million nails.
Absolutely.
It takes a lot of steel. Yeah.
Yeah. I was kind of being sarcastic. It's like, it seems like, isn't it all steel? The nail.
They're off the Trump train.
Oh, yeah,
most
yeah.
of them again at the nail company. But the cult 45ists, you can still find one or two. They're like, I still stand by him.
It's racism.
I know he's trying. It's Obama. Obama's somehow doing it. Obama's making... Obama did those tariffs, not the president.
Years of fucking listening to right-wing nutjob radio.
Yeah, they're reaping what they sowed. The Republican Party opening their thighs up to the crazies and the evangelicals. And now they've got a forest fire they can't put out.
Isn't it true that there's studies that these right-wing nut jobs are more susceptible to, like, I don't know, believing
conspiracy theories.
Bullshit conspiracy theories.
Dumb people are.
That's true.
No, that's dumb the study people? I saw that the less educated and the less, not that education makes you smart, but the dumber are more susceptible to conspiracy theory.
Dumb people are susceptible to dumb fucking shit. So what do we do? We got to make people less dumb, okay?
Well, and work on our education system, which is the antithesis of what the GOP wants to
do.
Because then they'll have less voters.
Well, DeVos is in charge of that. She's in charge of making people less stupid. Is she doing it?
Let's see what the headline over at the Drudge Report is. That was
suck my dick.
Today's day of Trump.
Yay. Oh, shit, man.
More,
it's just insane.
Yeah, lies.
I mean, it's one thing when he's racist and when he's homophobic or he says something shitty about, you know, but this denying reality shit.
Oh, his,
you know what I mean? That's like it's exhausting. You know, when he,
oh my God, Ryan, the headline over at the Drudge Report, everybody should be terrified.
Boo.
Illegals register to vote in San Francisco.
Oh, good. Good. Good Lord. Everybody, when anybody registers to vote, you should be fucking happy.
San Francisco began registering non-citizens, including undocumented immigrants, to register to vote.
Ooh. Oh, no.
In the November election for city school board.
I'm clutching my pearls. Al-Qaeda is going to be on the school board? Fuck you.
The move follows passage of a 2016 ballot measure by San Francisco voters opening school elections to non-citizens who are over the age of 18, are city residents, and have children under age 19.
Yes.
Well, they live there. That means they're working there and paying taxes there.
So
that means they have children in the school system there.
So let them vote. Why wouldn't you be able to vote?
San Francisco supervisor said this is no-brainer legislation. Why would we not want our parents invested in the education of their children?
Yeah, of course.
The RNC is losing their minds.
Oh, yes. They don't like it when people vote, right?
This is something that goes along with citizenship.
Oh, fuck you. God. Hey, right-wing nutjob dickbag. Why do you think you're so fucking great? Like, what do you do for the planet?
Well, but the downside is they're worried the Republicans are going to turn this and start using the non-citizen voter registration as a target. Oh, great. Thanks for the list.
Oh, shit.
Of houses ICE can kick down.
I think you're... Well, yeah, they would totally do that.
100% do that.
Isn't there something as a sanctuary city, San Francisco, to do to protect ICE from seeing those lists?
Probably.
I mean, surely you'd be able to protect that data. You wouldn't. Well, no, they'd find it. If they wanted, they'd find it, I guess.
Why do you hate justice? Why do you hate the law?
Oh, I hate it so much.
So there you go. Drudge is
I'm a hater.
In their minds that undocumented immigrants may be able to vote for school boards
San Francisco. Christ.
But this other sub headline over here, Rasmussen, which I think was up near 50 for him recently.
Yeah. Approval.
Rasmussen. Rasmussen, I think, still relies on people who only have house lines.
Landline.
Yeah.
People?
Yeah. So, you know, great grandma's getting a phone call on her talking machine.
And serial killers.
He dropped. He's plummeted.
Oh,
down to 44. In that one. And that's
44% of the people in this country.
No, 44% of the old people who answered their phone.
Oh, right,
for Rasmussen.
Right. You're right. Sorry. Yeah. Oh, God, that's a lot, though.
Fell to 44%. 54 still disapprove, though.
Yeah, yeah.
31% of those who approve say they strongly approve.
Ooh.
But of those who strongly disapprove, 46% of them strongly disapprove, giving him an approval index of minus 15, they say, which is
yes,
awful, awful, horrible.
I still wouldn't vote for Hillary, though, because them eight males, fuck you.
So that's the one of the headlines over Drudge is... Trump is
yes.
Trump done fucked up and is dropping in the polls.
We're too dumb, though. We're too dumb to help ourselves. It's just everybody's so stupid. What are we gonna fucking do?
It says Trump in the doghouse is the headline.
Oh no! God damn! I mean, he sold us out to Russia on fucking television. He believed the Russians over our intelligence. He said Putin was more believable, basically.
But some of his base don't like what he did yesterday. They think he's cucking himself by going out and saying, I said wouldn't instead of would. Like, it totally backfired on him.
Yeah, he cucked himself. It was a self-cucking.
That he's, he came across as weak, actually on both measures. He came across as weak in front of Putin.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he came across as weak lying about it.
It's a no win.
Because of the lamestream media. God, Sean Hannity said something about that the previous 24 hours, this is from last night's show.
Yes.
The previous 24 hours are the worst in American media history for coverage.
Oh my God.
Of how they're lying about the president and what he said and how he what's wrong with being friends with the Russians.
It's crazy though, because the whole story in the last 24 hours was actually exactly about what he said. That was the story.
We have the tape and we've seen it 100 gazillion times.
And his words are the story. That's it.
Yes.
I mean, It's not a weird handshake, you know. It's not a weird, like, I don't know, natural disaster. It's fucking shit he actually said. His word choice.
Yes.
How else do you cover that, Hannity? You play what he said, and then people talk about it.
538 has the aggregate of 41% for him for approval rating.
So. Yay. Whew. God, for that to go down, for those people that approve of him now, what in the fuck does he have to do for them to jump ship? Because this is pretty nuts. This one, the thing yesterday was bananas, or day before, whatever.
The there was a YouGov poll conducted. I don't think there's anything that's been finished.
He's well, I'm well, you're
after
well.
After this whole story. Like, this was conducted through 15th through the 17th, so none of this bullshit
being
reflected into this, probably, or very little of it. So the next ones will be interesting to see, but the YouGov poll conducted at the same time as Rasmussen has him at 39%.
Damn! Approval. Maybe that's less landlines.
And they each sample 1,500 people, so.
Oh, okay. God, you're polling people that have fucking landlines. That's gotta be, I don't know who has a landline, older people, I guess.
Yeah, I can't. Venice is the last time I had a landline when I lived in Venice, California, which a bunch of years ago.
You still need it.
Those are your headlines, everyone. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget, we're all over social media. And also, if you want to help us out, with some shekels, you can buy shit through Amazon.
Right.
And, use our link, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, bookmark that crap, whatever you, buy, whenever you buy it. And when you use that link, we get a little commissione. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
We are enriched.
Just helps us out. Here at Cussin' Liberal Media.
Fuck you.
There's other stuff going on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The So this Russian woman.
Oh, my gosh. What's her name? Mariana
Butina.
Mariana Butina.
Maria Butina.
Maria.
Denied bail. They consider her a flight risk. One of the reasons is they found they thought she was getting ready to bolt, and they found all kind of like packed boxes and bags at her place. So the evidence suggests that she was able was getting ready to bail.
Stayed a little too long, Maria.
But they said that literally,
yes,
she could, if they granted her bail, she could walk out of the courthouse, get picked up by a Russian diplomatic car and never be seen again. We couldn't touch her. They scared her off to Russia. We could never touch
her. A diplomatic car is protected?
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
damn.
They wouldn't be able to arrest her. Once she was in that car, they'd take her to the embassy or whatever, or straight to the airport and whatever.
You almost made it.
Get her out.
How do you solve a problem like Maria?
For nearly 5 years, the young Russian political science student was an unusual fixture at the most important events of the U.S. conservative movement.
Bam!
Gosh, why are all these Russians hanging out with Republicans?
Yeah, and who the fuck would want to go to the national fucking prayer breakfast? Yeah, who would want to go to that?
Ryan refers to the fact that she was spotted at the prayer breakfast.
That's that one where years ago, What's-His-Face from Duck Dynasty gave that like torture porn speech or whatever.
She was indicted this week on charges of being a covert Russian agent.
Yay.
In her time here, she struck up friendships with the influential leaders of the NRA.
Oh, perfect.
And CPAC.
Who wants to fuck?
Touting her interest in U.S. affairs and efforts to promote gun rights in Putin's restrictive Russia.
Oh, God, you got to hand it to this spy. Well, she infiltrated CPAC. Blah.
And I saw another article that also one of her ins with people was guns and anti-LGBTQ. That's why she was at the prayer breakfast.
Oh, my God.
That, you know, Russia has started to criminalize homosexuality again.
Right.
And she was using that inroad with the lunatics of the evangelicals to get her tentacles into those organizations.
So is the idea for Trump and his base to get them to like Russia because they're as nasty and as homophobic as they are?
No, it's Russia's goal to get
base
to like Russia.
Yeah.
Well, and Trump by definition, because he's a Russian operative.
How that's so fucked up.
And that the guns is kind of a bullshit thing because they don't think Putin's going to allow people to start owning guns because he's afraid they might turn on the government.
Fuck no, gun nuts.
But they think it might have been a setup by Russia to say, hey, let's pretend we've got this grassroots gun movement.
Right.
We'll bring in the NRA. We'll bring Bolton over. Bolton gave a speech at the pro-NRA equivalent in Russia that's trying to get the right to bear arms in Russia. So Bolton spoke with them, and it's creepy as fuck. He's got this video where he's like, this is an important step toward freedom you're taking.
God, you know, it's what they're doing, what Russia is doing to beat a superpower. I mean, it's cheap, right?
Yeah.
You're making up a bullshit gun organization.
And it's their way to ingratiate themselves with high-level people in this country.
Yeah. Not one
bomb.
And
try to sway them to Russian interests.
Right. God, could you imagine if you're a spy and you get to all kinds of cool, like, James Bond shit, and all of a sudden you're hanging out at fucking CPAC? That sucks.
She sidled up to GOP presidential candidates first, seeking an encounter with Wisconsin Governor Scotty Walker.
Yay!
Why did they think Scotty Walker was an easy mark? That's interesting.
Because he sounds like he would be, doesn't he? He sounds like a stupid fucking moron.
And then once he shat the bed in the primary, then she latched onto Trump.
Oh, perfect. Oh, God, that's a perfect target for her, right?
By August 2016, she moved to the U.S. on a student visa. The FBI was already watching her.
Right.
The evil Deep state FBI was already... Oh, apparently Obama knew that this woman was going to somehow hook up with Trump. So he illegally ordered surveillance of these people.
How evil. The FBI is going to look out for spies trying to gain secrets. That's their job.
And you can't explain to these idiots that, yes, this Russian woman was being surveilled by the FBI. So if she calls Scott Walker and starts hanging out with Scott Walker, there's going to be tapes of Scott Walker. And he's been surveilled. They're trying to say, it was targeting Scott Walker.
It's insane. Well, she's contacting the fucking guy.
Right.
But listen, the truth is, the right, they're full of idiots. They're full of homophobes. They're full of racists. And they can be fucking exploited for that kind of bullshit. Yeah.
Rather than confront her, though, they decided to watch her.
Yeah, see what she did.
See who she was meeting and what she was doing here.
Yay.
It says the kind of monitoring that is not uncommon when foreign nationals are suspected of working on behalf of a federal government.
Yes.
She's 29 years old. She was indicted by a grand jury this week, accused of conspiracy.
Oh, shit.
And of failing to register as a foreign agent.
Ooh.
Many are suggesting that she was severely undercharged and that there may be more coming. The indictment alleges that she worked with her contact in the Russian government to infiltrate American political groups as part of a scheme to advance the interests of the Russian Federation.
Don't they want to give her a deal so we can figure out what the fuck she knows?
Her attorney, of course, says she's not. She's merely a student who's interested in politics.
Well, she probably wouldn't take a deal, right? Because I imagine maybe they'd put the screws on her family over in Russia or something like that.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But U.S. officials are saying that her activities show the breadth and breadth with a DTH sophistication of Russia's influence operations in the United States.
Damn. Do you think there's a lot of her?
Yes. Sure. And we've got her over there. I mean, we know this.
It's not you. It's not me.
This pearl clutching. We know we're spying on each other.
There are no spies at crab diving. But I'm just putting that out there.
I don't know if there's a lot of Russians helping their spies.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah.
Like we are here. Like the conservatives and the Republicans did here.
This fucking, it really is crazy, dude. These racist, ignorant morons are such a vulnerability. He really is. So all this person has to do is sidle up to somebody and say, yeah, I share your homophobic
opinion. I hate Mexicans too, yeah.
Now, you have it in. A common stupid fucking cause. It's God.
She allegedly was also offering herself carnally to people.
Carnally.
To use the civil society terms.
You ever heard the word biblically?
Yeah,
they know each other biblically. That's what. Why is that a word for saying someone?
Because in the Bible it says he knew her or something.
He knew her biblically.
They knew each other. And they meant fucked her, or at least how it translated through 37 different monks in 8 different languages.
Oh yes, bizarre.
But it's the exact words of the Lord. A former U.S. official, with knowledge of the Russian investigation, said to anyone who doubts that the Russian counterintelligence threat is real, this complaint should be further proof that it's a threat, that it is live, real, and urgent for the country to grapple with. Meanwhile, our representative here in Florida's first district,
Matt Gaetz.
I saw the Twitter of Phil Ayer, who is the Democratic opponent.
Yes.
Of Matt Gaetz. And he retweeted something. He's like, basically, check out Matt Gaetz's newsletter that he put out today. I guess he sends out to people that donate money to him, puts together a little newsletter.
Right.
And he linked to some batshit, you know, WND level conservative site. And it said, Mueller issues 12 politically founded indictments. In other words, there's nothing on these Russians. They're making it up. Mueller is now throwing out indictments, apparently, fraudulent indictments to try to bring Trump down.
But the way I understand
and Gates fucking shared that story with his minions.
On a fundraising thing, or just his newsletter?
Well, I'm sure the end of the newsletter is, help us save America, donate to Matt Gaetz's PAC.
God, everybody got in this area, please go out and fucking vote. There's no reason to vote for this fucking guy. He's saying those, it's throwing out indictments, but the indictments are detailed, right?
Well, sure, and a grand jury, which means a jury chosen of people in D.C., Virginia, wherever they are, looked at all the evidence Mueller presented to them. Or it wasn't even Mueller. This is not even Mueller. These are state charges, by the way. This isn't even Mueller.
Right. But a grand jury.
But whoever it was a grand jury that did this. So it's not, first of all, it's not Mueller.
So they look at, the grand jury looks at the evidence, and what do? Do they approve it, or?
Well, they say, well, there should be an indictment, or this is bullshit. We're not going to issue an indictment.
So it's not fiction.
So a grand jury already looked at the evidence and said, holy shit, you gotta indict this woman. And actually, she hasn't even been indicted. Yeah. These are complaints she
Matt
was arrested
Gaetz,
on.
You, on your next newsletter, say, I'm sorry I shared that bullshit link. I owe you an apology. You don't think he'll do that? God, you motherfuckers. Any of my friends listen to this fucking show, you fucking vote. Nobody listens to the fucking news. You all say, I don't listen to the news. I don't follow. It's horrible. My God, you go out and vote for Democrats, you motherfuckers.
Well, I don't care if you go out, if you don't follow the news and vote Democrat.
Just vote Democrat.
Just don't follow the news and say, well, I like Trump. I like what some of the stuff he says.
I hear so many people, I don't follow the news. Don't follow the news, but please. I know nobody ever takes my fucking advice. Vote for Democrats. Just don't think. Right. Just go there and vote for fucking Democrats. Christ.
Well, and now, you know, they say that people in the NRA should be filling their diapers because they are obviously being targeted by these investigations.
Yeah. I'm just picturing somebody in diapers with a gun belt on. I don't know. That's rough.
I think it's pretty appropriate.
Yes.
Her activities, this is Maria Butina. Her activities, and thank you, Maria, for having a name that we can pronounce here.
Butina!
It's probably like Butineshkinovina.
Yeah.
She shortened it. It raises questions about why the NRA and other groups gave her high-level access. Gosh, how did she get into all the cool parties everywhere, Ryan?
Guys! What are we going to do? This shit until... Listen, we're fucked! Because until we get this shit, we're never going to get this shit under control. We're never going to get this shit under control because these right-wing nut job Krista fucks aren't going anywhere. And there's just going to be more Maria Butinas.
No, they are. They're dying off. And then the younger generation ain't abiding by their Christo bullshit.
Yes.
People who encountered Butina said the gregarious redhead had a life story that appealed to many activists.
Okay.
That she met at GOP events.
Oh, okay, bigots.
She told a conservative radio show in 2015 she grew up in the woods of Siberia, where her father taught me and my sister to hunt bears and wolves.
Hey!
Oh, man, she's out in the woods shooting animals. She's great.
I am so frustrated. She's a spy. Why is she on the fucking radio? She's a spy?
I don't know.
Why the fuck? How the fuck could a spy, I'm a spy, I'm going to go do a radio show? It's weird. And nobody nobody thought to check her out or anything like that.
After a brief career as the owner of a small chain of furniture stores, she moved to Moscow, where she began a career in public relations and founded a group called Right to Bear Arms to advocate for the loosening of Russia's restrictive gun laws.
And that's a bullshit organization, right? Right?
Notice Russia has restrictive gun laws, Americans that are Trump and Putin sucking right now.
Well, I mean, it's hard for me to, you know, because I think that's great that they have restrictive gun laws, right?
Somebody else said, well, if we're going to be annexed by Russia, at least we'll have free health care.
Oh, that's true, right? Yeah. Are we going to end up Russia?
No. Her Her group then acquired a powerful patron, a Russian senator from Putin's party,
yes,
who later became the deputy director of Russia's central bank. This is Alexander Torshin. We've heard his name before.
Yes.
He is a lifetime member of the NRA.
Guys!
Who has ties with Christian conservatives here through an annual prayer breakfast that he helps host in Moscow.
Hey, dear NRA, fuck you. Fuck you. Oh, fuck off! This is insane. This is a sham. We're being fucked.
Butina acted as his assistant and translator.
We got fucked.
She soon began forming her own connections to the NRA, becoming friendly with David Keene, past chairman of the American Conservative Union.
Suck my dick!
Who served as the NRA's president from 2011 to 2013.
Oh, fuck this NRA shit. Fuck you.
In 2013, she and Torshin invited Keen and other American gun enthusiasts to Moscow to attend the annual meeting of her organization.
Oh, that sounds like so much fucking fun.
Now, here's where it gets fun. There, she met with a man named Paul Erickson.
Yes.
Who is a South Dakota-based Republican operative.
Oh, okay.
Well-known in Republican circles. Going back to the work he did as national political director for Pat Buchanan's campaign.
Oh, the Nazi,
in 1992.
Right. The goose-stepping Nazi Republican. Is this guy like Roger Stone Jr. or something? This guy, a Republican operative?
Is Erickson? Yeah, maybe.
Similar.
She then told the Senate Intelligence Committee in April that she began a romantic relationship with Paul Erickson.
Okay. Hot.
Republican.
Operative.
Well-known Republican operative.
So, is it? I mean, I don't know who this Republican operative is. I don't know. All of a sudden, some Russian person is cozying up to you. Do you think this Russian person likes you for your personality? Do you know what I mean?
Erickson, it says, matches a description of American described in the court filings as a political operative who helped introduce her to influential American political figures, quote, for the purpose of advancing the agenda of the Russian Federation.
Yay! What's his guy's name? Erickson? Was it
Paul Erickson? Starting in 2014, she started going to the NRA conventions.
There's no way. Listen, Paul Erickson, this person, this just, she's, you're not.
Oh, just see what he looks like.
She's not into you. Look at him. You have to look at him.
He's not a, he's not a male model.
No, not really. Not really. I mean, God.
Maybe she. How dare you? Maybe she liked him for his brain.
Fuck it. I'm Facebooking you his picture right now. I
don't have Facebook open, but I'll look at his. Oh my God, is that him?
Can you see him?
The guy with the Larry from the Three Stooges hair.
That's him.
Bald with the fuzzy on the side. Oh wow.
Paul, wake up. Okay. Wake up, motherfucker. God. There's no way she's into you. I'm sorry to be a dick.
So, he got her into like NRA conventions.
Oh,
she got unusual access to elite NRA gatherings. Those must be fun, huh? What do they do at elite NRA gatherings?
Who drew the short straw in the spy jobs? It's like, what do you need to do? Oh, you're going to infiltrate.
Well, you know, the women always.
Oh, God.
Drawing the short straw.
Marie Boot, whatever your name is. This must have been horrendous.
You know, these NRA take dicks. Some bald dude penis for the team.
Oh God. Look at these idiots.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, I mean, but he's not doing anything to.
But look at these idiots. Dude, think about the NRA.
One generally shaves down the sides when you're this bald, but he's the pictures I just saw, he's doing the full Larry from the Three Stooges thing.
He's obviously Mr. Personality, you know.
She claims that that she nor Torshin made contributions to the NRA and other than membership dues.
Okay. Oh, he paid extra.
Sane people think that Torshin was probably running millions through the NRA.
Millions?
In recent years, they were guests at Golden Ring of Freedom dinners and VIP events that are reserved for people in the NRA who donate $1 million.
Can you read me the name of that dinner one more time?
It's the Golden Ring of Freedom, Ryan.
Is that it's like
having
ring?
Your anus tanned.
Oh, is it? I'm going to go for the Golden Ring setting.
Please enter my Golden Ring of Freedom.
It's not an onion ring thing. It's not like dinner. God, we're just trash. Our country is garbage. We are garbage. We are full of garbage people.
So through her NRA ties, she met Republicans, got into Republican politics in March of 2015. Court documents show, which is important, emails, which means
we've
got her emails.
Yeah,
documents show that she and Erickson exchanged emails about a special diplomacy project.
Okay, let me show you my penis.
Aiming to use the organization to influence the Republican Party.
Ooh, yes.
Which she predicted would win control of the White House. Why was a Russian operative in March of 2015 predicting to one of her dupes that they're going to win the White House in the next election?
I don't know. There's nothing to see
Why
here.
Why would she have that confidence?
I don't know. God.
I
mean, God, the NRA, dude, if they're not killing our kids, they're fucking our government right in the asshole.
On one of her social media posts, they were at some event, and she wrote that she was met Scott Walker.
Oh,
and was surprised when she was able to exchange a few words in Russian with the Wisconsin governor.
Why the fuck does that moron in Wisconsin know how to speak Russian?
Don't know. What an interesting question. Because at that point, he was leading in the polls. Remember when Scott Walker was the shiny thing in the room? Was
yes.
The prettiest girl at the dance?
Absolutely. What? How does he know Russian?
Or boy at the dance? Whatever you're into.
How does he know Russian?
A Scott Walker spokesman said yesterday, well, there are thousands of people at that convention. Many of them approached the governor and said hello and took a photo with him.
In Russian? In Russian?
Later that year, she attended Walker's kickoff political rally in Wisconsin.
Yay!
And went to a town hall for candidates in Las Vegas. Listen to her bouncing around. She's an exchange student studying in college.
Yeah,
wink, wink.
Oh, maybe it's Phoenix University. She's on a laptop.
She was at a town hall where candidates Donald J. Trump and Senator Marco Rubio of Florida were speaking at the time.
Bam! Did she go to a foam party?
She obtained access to VIP areas at political events such as CPAC, giving her access to organizational leaders and the top staff there.
God.
One CPAC attendee recalled meeting her.
Yes.
She said, hello, I'm Russian.
I'm Russian. I'm Russian.
And quickly asked questions in accented but otherwise excellent English.
Okay.
What do you do? Who do you back for president? She was talking to people there.
Okay. Nobody thinks it's weird there's this Russian person. I mean, you know.
This CPAC person recalled her as friendly, curious, and flirtatious.
Oh, okay. Hey, you fucking bags of shit, right-wing nut jobs that look like Paul Erickson. Why would a hot chick from Russia, a young hot chick from Russia, be talking to Paul fucking Erickson? I'm sorry.
And this is how they dupe people. Saul Anousis, former chairman of the Michigan Republican Party,
Anousis,
met her at a bunch of events in 2016.
Ooh,
he
yes.
said she was like a novelty. She ran a gun rights group in Russia, and by definition, with the kind of repression going on under Putin, your assumption was that this was kind of a revolutionary, radical thing. So she convinced them that
because she's
pro-gun in Russia, look, I'm anti-Putin. I'm a revolutionary in Russia.
Yes.
When actually, the Russians probably set this fake group up.
Right.
They have no intention of furthering gun rights in Russia.
How?
They used it to dupe these fuckers.
Right. Does it ever occur to people to check fuckers out?
Republicans?
I mean,
no.
How hard would it have been to check her story out? I mean, maybe they had a good cover for this gun organization. I don't fucking know, but.
Well, they just say we're not affiliated with the government, and the government doesn't like us. They want no guns.
And, you know, the thing is, honestly, they probably liked having her around. They probably like these guys probably like spending time with her. So nobody wants to question why she's there. Why would you do that? They like having her there.
The chairman of the Russian gun rights group that she founded.
Okay.
Said her arrest is a great shock.
Oh, okay.
Igor Shmelyov.
Igor Shmelyov.
S-H-M-E-L-Y-O-V. Shmelyov.
Igor shocked.
Marla is interested in guns, so of course her social circle is connected to this.
Yes.
Said she interacted with supporters of the NRA and the Second Amendment Foundation because that's her personal interest. To say all this means she was lobbying for Russian interests is rather ridiculous, he said.
So somebody would sit, this is fascinating to me. Somebody in their intelligence organization, they're sitting around, they're like, listen, we got this spy that can speak English. Why don't we send her over and pretend like she's on the Russian
version? She's a gun nut.
A Russian version of the NRA. People probably laughed at that.
We'll set you up in an organization here.
Yeah.
And you'll advocate for gun rights. We have no intention of passing gun legislation.
Wow.
And you will that'll endear you to the Americans, or maybe it's a well, she founded it, so I don't know if she's really into it or not.
They're like these soft brain gun nuts, gun nut right wing assholes.
And now
they're gonna be perfect.
Who knows how many are in the Jesus group that hate the LGBT and hate abortion?
Yeah.
I mean, she was at that infiltrated those groups.
She was at that fucking prayer breakfast.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to figure a lot because that's her job, right? Her job was to make contacts like this. So she's not going to take any time off.
Torshin himself tweeted something in Russian in February 2016. Maria Butina is currently in the USA. She writes me that D. Trump, an NRA member, is truly in favor of cooperation with Russia.
Oh, what?
He tweeted.
Somebody tweeted that.
The Russian gazillionaire was the assistant for.
Right. Hey, everybody. We're spying on you. That's essentially what that says, right? Good God.
On the night of Trump's election victory, the filings say she sent a private message to Torshin that we have.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to sleep. It's 3 a.m. here. I'm ready for further orders.
Okay. I'm
ready for Russian oligarch. Head of the Russian Central Bank and a fervent Putin.
I'm ready for further orders. You would infer that I'm ready for more instructions?
Yeah.
Give me more spy shit to do. These fucking right wing nut job dick bags.
Maybe she was dirty messaging him, and he was going to tell her, "Take off your bra, you dirty little girl."
Do they have BDSM over in Russia?
No. Fuck yeah.
Get me latex holes!
That may be the default in Russia.
Wake up, the gimp! Well, that's German. No.
You say mama, daddy, and your safe word when you're
right.
A baby.
I don't know any Russian words. Who do you think I am? Scott Walker?
Or Erickson, this GOP operative.
Oh, little Polly?
Who was being allowed inside of Maria Butina.
Little Polly Erickson?
Lobbied for a role in Trump's transition team, complained after the election when they ran into a problem with his security clearance.
But everybody had a problem with their security clearance.
Well, but he's not named Trump
or Jared.
Yeah, or the high echelon.
Right. He's low echelon. Sorry, Paulie.
But he still lobbied and pressed Trump donors and former campaign officials.
Yes.
Pushing top positions for people he thought were especially qualified. One person recalled him lobbying to get KT McFarland named as advisor to Michael Flynn. But as the scrutiny grew of Russians' actions during the campaign, Butina's work in her role as a graduate student at American University attracted notice as well. She sparked alarm from one D.C. area civil rights group last June when she asked to interview the group's director about its vulnerability to cyber attacks.
Cyber.
God. He said it was incredibly suspect activity. Co-founder of CyberHill, a cybersecurity firm that consulted with the group. He immediately contacted the FBI.
See?
Right.
That's what you fucking do, dickheads.
Not, I would love to meet with you if it's what I think it is. I love it.
Ooh, this is the one guy that said he contacted the FBI. What a weirdo. What's wrong with this motherfucker? This one guy did the right thing.
She just recently graduated with a master's degree in May.
See, she was going to school.
Her attorney says that the inquiry was not surprising because she was enrolled in a cybersecurity program.
Great. It's not surprising because, you know, she's a fucking spy.
With her degree in hand, she was preparing to leave Washington for South Dakota this weekend, and that's when she was arrested by the FBI. So there you go.
I mean, she's not even like a spy. She's like she's a spy with like a persona.
That's like The Americans, that TV show, which is fucking awesome, by the way. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Sign up for Amazon Prime.
That's right, baby.
I don't know if The Americans is on Amazon or not, but do it anyway.
I think it is.
It may
I
be on so. The Netflix. It may be on what are the big three? Hulu.
Figure it out. You've all got computers in your pockets.
I don't recall, but nonetheless, go buy shit through Amazon.
Quit taking selfies.
Audible. Listen to some books.
So many selfies, man. It's like everybody's fascinated with their fucking face. Give it a rest.
So there's the story. If you were wondering what was going on with this Russian, this
Yay.
Is a ginormous deal because this is the, like Rachel Maddow pointed out, this is the first we have of a Russian operative dealing directly with a GOP operative.
I mean, she was fucking the guy. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So am I wrong to think like, okay, they're laying in bed, they fucked, he's asleep. This oaf is snoring like a lughead. She goes over to his smartphone and, I don't know, waves a device over it, sends the contents of his phone to some dude in Russia. Is that what happens?
I don't know if it was that.
He's going through his desk.
I don't know if it was that, but.
Oh, man. Let me tell you something.
She was using him for contacts to introduce her to higher level people and higher level. This one guy who's an expert on the Russian spies said that they're in for the long game. They've got people on decades long missions of building a persona. Go to school, get married, have kids. That's great. Do what you want. We'll talk to you in 15 or 20. Try to get involved in these businesses. Try to get involved in these businesses.
Shit. Insidious.
Creepy as fuck.
Right. That's probably more damaging than fucking downloading somebody's files. She probably did it all. Hey, you're not going to fuck this guy and not get everything on his phone.
This is more like the real world version. Like in The Americans, you know, they kill people and they get involved in gunfights and stuff like that, which these people wouldn't really do.
Yes.
These are just like their job is to get close to people and sway them towards Russian interests.
Right.
It's that simple.
Yeah.
Creepy.
Do you think there's the exciting kind of spy over here, though?
Sure.
From Russia?
Probably.
Holy shit. Where are they?
Just like we've got the exciting ones over there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just seeing what's, I don't know if this is good news.
Good news with caveat.
I'm not going to do that one yet. Let's stay on this kind of,
tease.
Same subject a little bit.
Right.
More with this Alexander Torshin dude.
Fuck you.
Who is being investigated.
Okay.
Now, this other thing that came out from Michael Isikoff is that there's some wiretaps that were collected by the Spanish popo,
right,
who were also tapping Alexander Torshin's
why the fuck
communications.
Why are the Spanish in on
this?
Because
he's an evil Russian oligarch.
Yeah.
These people show up in your country, you're like, oh my God.
Right.
Hit them with the...
So the Spanish version of CIA was onto her too, or the yes. FBI or whatever.
This guy was onto Torshin.
Oh, okay.
The FBI has obtained secret wiretaps collected by Spanish police of conversations involving Alexander Torshin, deputy governor of Russia's central bank, who has forged close ties with U.S. lawmakers and the NRA.
Damn!
That led to a meeting with Donald Trump Jr. during the gun lobby's annual convention in Louisville, Kentucky in May of 2016.
Oh, shit, man. Everybody's so fucking dirty.
Jose Grinda, who has spearheaded the investigations into Spanish organized crime,
okay,
said that FBI officials in recent months requested and were provided transcripts of wiretapped conversations between Torshin and Alexander Romanov, who's a convicted Russian money launderer. On the wiretaps, Romanov refers to Torshin as El Padrino, which means the godfather.
Oh, my God. The godfather's going to meet with Donald Trump Jr.?
Oh, he did meet him. Grinda said, "Just this is the guy investigating. He's the head Spanish,
right?
He's like the head of their FBI.
He's like Comey."
Just a few months ago, the wiretaps of these telephone conversations were given to the FBI. Asked if he was concerned about Torshin's meetings with Donald Trump Jr.
Yes.
And other American political figures, Grinda replied, "Quote, Mr. Trump's son should be concerned."
Wow. Damn.
Dun, dun, dun. These comments are the first clear sign the FBI may be investigating Torshin, possibly as a part of a special counsel's Robert Mueller's probe into Russian interference.
The president's son is meeting with the godfather of Russia. That is crazy. Imagine if Chelsea Clinton had meetings with the godfather of fucking Russia. Could you imagine? The screaming, the caterwauling from Hannity and Alex Jones.
Obama wearing that tan suit.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's like.
And wanting Grey Poupon mustard on his sandwich. Remember that?
That was about a year ago. I mean, that was about a year into the same point in Obama's presidency as Trump's. Mustard gate.
Torshin is a political ally of Putin, had multiple contacts with conservative activists in the United States during the election, seeking to set up a summit between the Russian president and then candidate Trump. So Torshin was trying to get Trump and Putin together.
Right, right.
Although the summit never transpired, Torshin did meet briefly with the president's son.
Yes.
At a private dinner in Louisville during the May 2016 annual convention of the NRA. That's 4 months, 5 months before the election.
Right.
A member of the NRA since 2012, Torshin has been a regular attendee of the group's conventions in recent years.
Okay.
And had NRA poobahs over to Moscow.
I don't even know what to say to any of this shit. It's insane. It's insane. Oh, my God. Butter emails. Oh, shove it up your ass. How dirty. If Hillary Clinton was as dirty as people said she was, would she be dirtier than the fucking GOP? I mean, listen to this shit. Listen to the shit you're reading. This is nuts.
Torshin was recently among a lengthy list of oligarchs and Russian political figures that were sanctioned by the Treasury Department.
Okay.
So he's got a dog in the fight.
Absolutely. The guy wants
to get rid of the sanctions.
How much money do you think he's sanctioned for? You know, he can't get to because of this.
Well, he can't travel a lot of places either.
He travel within Russia though, right? I mean.
Oh, yeah. Police were, it says, preparing to arrest Torshin in August of 2013.
Yes.
When he was expected to fly to Mallorca in Spain. for the birthday party of this Romanov guy, convicted Russian money launderer.
God, these guys are just dirt. They're dirt bags. They're such close friends with other dirt bags. They're risking arrest going to parties.
The arrest plan involved the deployment of more than a dozen police officers at the airport and at the hotel where the party was supposed to take place.
Are you sure you're not reading the description of some fucking movie?
As part of the probe, Guardia Civil wiretapped Romanov's phone, picked up 33 conversations with Torshin, but Torshin never showed up for the party, so he was never arrested.
Oh, geez.
They think he was tipped off.
Right.
By Russian officials who had been asked to cooperate.
Damn. This is like a show. This is like an action movie.
Yeah. Despite suspicions about ties to Russian money laundering, he continued to travel frequently to the United States. Even showed up as part of a Russian delegation in February 2017 to the National Prayer Breakfast.
Oh, God!
Where he was at one point scheduled to meet with President Trump.
Guys, take your Jesus and shove it up your assholes.
Less than a month after the inauguration. He did not.
Dude.
The meeting was canceled the night before, though, when the National Security Council officials raised concerns about it.
Why? Like,
you shouldn't meet with a Russian oligarch money launderer who's wanted in Spain. Maybe you shouldn't meet with him, Mr. President.
Why do the fucking gun nuts, the religious fuck faces, And Russians, why do they want the same thing? Why do they want the same?
The Russians,
doesn't make any sense.
The Russians played them. The Russians know.
Yeah.
That the easy way to some of these idiots is, oh, we're into guns. We love guns. Help us with our guns.
We like
abortion.
Next
thing you know, they're in the golden anus parties or whatever the hell they call them. And
golden and ring.
They're in the golden pucker parties.
That's where Paul Erickson met Elterface.
Rubbing elbows with high level of government officials.
Boy, Tina hooked up with Erickson at this golden ring party.
No, before.
Oh, before.
He got her into the golden ring party.
Okay.
But the only way people get into those golden ring parties is if they donate $1 million. So that might have been Torshin donating $1 million, saying, here, for my friend Butina and Erickson are going to take my spot.
God. That's crazy.
But Torshin claims he's only paid NRA dues. He's never donated millions of dollars.
I just, these Christian fuck faces and these NRA dick bags, they are killing us. They're just rolling over for these fucking Russians. God, you right-wing nut job fuck faces. Shame on you. You're garbage.
Senator Ron Wyden sent letters to the NRA saying, what the fuck's going on with this?
With
Torshin and these Russians?
You're killing us. You're either shooting us or you're selling us out to the fucking Russians. You suck.
He questioned whether Russian money was funneled to the NRA to help pay for more than $30 million that the group spent on political ads for 2016.
These people are the worst. These are the worst people on the fucking planet, and fuck them. Oh, my God.
An NRA lawyer, in response to the senator, said that Torshin has only paid membership dues to the group. And based on an internal review, the NRA received only $2,500 from about 23 Russia-linked contributors. However,
yes,
they say they're looking into it again.
But, hey, let me understand what the NRA does. What the NRA used to do, they used to teach their members about gun safety and shit like that, right? But now they launder money for the Russians, for Trump's campaign.
Right.
That sucks. Like, does that sound crazy? Am I wrong?
NRA said, based on Mr. Torshin's listing as a specially designated national as of April 6th, we are currently reviewing our responsibilities with respect to him, said the NRA.
Oh, my God. Suck a cock, please.
He might not be invited to this year's golden anus party.
Oh, you can't get... He doesn't want to go to the golden... You already got what he wanted out of the golden ring party. He got Trump elected. What do you think that party's like? It's Maria Butine. She's hanging out with all these fuck faces. probably just the most horrid conservative dick fucks on the planet hanging out at the Golden Ring fuck party. Jesus Christ. I'm disgusted. Aren't you?
Well, yeah. I mean,
oh, fuck the NRA.
Hourly.
And fuck you if you're a member. If you're a member of the NRA, you're helping with this, right? You're part of it.
Yeah. Arguably, yeah, sure, yeah.
You're supporting an organization that is fucking us, that is selling our assholes out to the NRA at some Golden Ring fuck party. There's no way. Paul Erickson, you're ugly as shit. So why would you expect some hot young chick is into you? Are you delusional?
One ex-Department of Justice official thinks that the diapers are being filled over at the NRA.
Good.
Quote, he thinks NRA's Wayne LaPierre is shaking in his boots, waiting for Mueller to come knocking on his door.
Well, he should be knocking on his fucking door. God, I can't imagine. Don't you think Wayne LaPierre is like some untouchable wacko? Move to Russia, fuckface.
Time for our daily five-minute thunderstorm here. Oh, I know. The panhandle.
I know, I get probably it's wrong for me to even bring this up, but that, you know, not to look shame this traitor fuck Paul Erickson, but
it's too late for that.
I mean, look at you, look in a mirror and imagine there's no way anyone finds you're attractive. I'm sorry. Spy. She's a spy.
Trump's America.
Fuck you,
Change subjects for a moment here. I mean, sort of change subjects.
Yeah, God.
The Representative Jason Lewis of Minnesota.
Yay.
A radio interview.
Boo.
Oh, wow. Republican congressman longs for the days he can openly call women sluts.
What the fuck?
And they're forced to behave.
Do some online gaming where you get to talk to people and Call of Duty and shit. I think you can say whatever you want there.
They're starting to clean that shit up.
Oh, yeah?
I saw the other day there was one of the main chat platforms that they use in conjunction. You know, not every game has chat.
Has voice, right.
Then there are some that offer a third-party version, so you can all hook up on the chat.
Oh, okay.
And play the game at the same time.
Great.
They are cracking down on racist.
Good. I mean, God,
anti-Semitic,
guys.
Homophobic.
Some people, I don't play video games, but some people are telling me some of the shit.
It's horrific. It's really horrific.
What's wrong with people?
And you'll hear little kids whose balls haven't dropped yet. You know, like, N-word, you fag, you N-word.
Hey, man, God, shame on these parents. Get your kids under control. You going to raise homophobic racists? That's disgusting. Jesus.
Here it is. Here's his comments.
This
is the Republican Party, y'all. This is
Nazis.
This is
racist.
Who you're putting in. God damn.
She's fucking idiot.
Here's what the media would say. The media would say, well, yeah, let's say it's all true. She's a feminist activist who thinks birth control ought to be free. Now, does that mean you should call her a slut?
Oh, no. No, I think Rush probably blew it. I mean,
this is back when, remember Sandra Fluke, I believe, was the activist trying to get the birth control, making sure birth control is covered under, insurance and shit like that. And the Republicans are like, we don't want to pay for those whores to open their legs without consequence.
Didn't Rush say something bizarre?
Called her a slut.
Yeah, he said she should hold a pill between her legs or...
Somebody else might have said that.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, that's
bizarre.
That was the general feeling, was that, why don't you just, you whore, you know, I'm not paying for you.
That's
for
insane.
You to fling your legs open.
Right.
So that's what he's talking about.
Okay.
Here, when they're opening up here on this
lovely
radio show.
Here's what the media would say. The media would say, well, yeah, let's say it's all true. She's a feminist activist who thinks birth control ought to be free. Now, does that mean you should call her a slut?
Oh, no. No, I think Rush probably blew it. I mean, his explanation this afternoon was one that I thought would have been much more powerful and much more to the point.
Well, the thing is, can we call anybody a slut? This is what begs the question. Take this woman out of it. Take Rush out of it for a moment. Mm-hmm. Does a woman now have the right
This is the representative talking.
Yeah, yeah. The representative. This guy writes laws?
Yeah. Listen, well, can we call anybody a slut? That's what begs the question.
Well,
take this woman out of it. Take Rush out of it.
Why do you need to call people sluts? What's going on with this guy?
My freedoms.
Oh, God.
I guess. I don't know.
Woman out of it. Take Rush out of it for a moment. Mm-hmm. Does a woman now have the right to behave? And I know there's a double standard between the way men chase women and you know, running.
Does a woman have a right to behave? I mean, in any, you can't finish that sentence.
Yeah.
Anyway, but horribly.
What is that? What are they even? Does a woman have a right to behave?
Period. Yes.
Yeah.
Any way she fucking wants to.
Dickheads, think of it like this. What does behave mean? What does it mean?
Right?
It means to do shit. You know what I mean? Yes. A woman has a right to do shit. God, who, where are, what planet is this guy?
Planet GOP is where
he's
from.
He's a legislator, dude. Yeah. He's a rep.
Minnesota.
I have the right to behave. And I know there's a double standard between the way men chase women and you know, running around. Me, you know, I'm not going to get there, but you know what I'm talking about.
No!
But it used to be that women were held to a little bit of a higher standard. We required modesty from women. Now, are we beyond those days where a woman can behave as a slut, but you can't call her a slut?
So, listen to this. Are we past the days where she can behave like a slut, but you can't call her one? He's saying, well, yeah, she wants birth control. Of course we can call her. I'm wistful for the days when we can call her a slut.
This is kind of like why when you watch The Handmaid's Tale, it's like...
I got to fire up that second season, by the way. I know you're not interested, but...
I thought about trying to watch it again because I've been watching...
You got to watch the first season still.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What's the one with the High Castle? High Castle?
Man in the High Castle.
Sometimes... I watched the worst Forrest Whitaker movie the other night because I started a High Castle and I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. This feels like
it's creepy, right?
I don't want to watch this. It feels
it's
like
a little too close to home.
Oh God.
To what some of these people want to see.
You should watch that movie Forrest Whitaker does about the end of the world or some bullshit.
Well, you just tell me it's shitty.
Oh, I know. But it's like,
you want me to suffer through a horrible movie.
Yeah, because Forrest Whitaker chewing the scenery. That's all.
He's a good actor.
He's a great actor.
He must have been given some pretty shitty material.
Oof, it was the dumbest fucking movie ever.
I found a Twitter thread this morning that made me laugh.
Right.
And it's, of course, about Trump. But
fuck you.
This is a person who is kind of into protocol, royal stuff in England, that kind of shit.
Okay. An Anglophile.
Royal. So this is interesting. The diss of Trump, as Trump would like to say, has never been seen before. The level of dissing that the royal family. And they all did of him through this visit that he had.
Yes.
Is spectacular.
Right.
Not only did we find out today that the queen wore a very prominent brooch for tea asshole, and the brooch had been gifted to her by Barack Hussein Obama.
I love it. That's awesome.
Also, we found out that the Prince Charles, Prince Harry, who's the prince with the kids? Prince Philip is the Queen's husband, who's 94.
Yes.
And he doesn't do anything he doesn't want to anymore.
Right. Good for him.
Refused to go.
Yeah, fuck you.
Prince Harry, William is the other one. Prince Harry refused to go.
Right.
Prince William refused to go.
Damn.
Prince Charles and Camilla refused to go.
Suck my dick.
Royal level, this is at Samurai Knitter is her
Who
Twitter.
Who is this? Samurai Knitter. I love that.
And it says, bitch, is still my superhero name, is her little
I love
bio.
That.
Royal level state dinners have been held in Europe in a form we recognize today for at least 1,500 years, probably longer. It's probable their ancestors invented some kind of state dinner like this.
Right.
Usually state dinners are at invitation of the head of state.
Yes.
Normally the queen
right.
offers the invitation.
Sure.
In consultation with parliament.
Yes.
Queen Elizabeth did not attend the state dinner that they had with Trump.
Wow. What was she doing?
State dinner is usually supposed to originate from the queen who works with
So it's
parliament.
Not a state fucking dinner.
Well, you know.
State's not there, baby.
The dinner was also held at Blenheim.
Blenheim.
Which is the only palace in England not actually owned by the queen or the royal family. In short, the queen would not let Trump into her house.
Right. Oh, sort of. Shit. This state dinner ain't got no state. There's no state. You're stateless. You suck.
She said Trump is surely incapable of understanding these subtleties.
Right.
Apparently she's not a fan because she says melanoma. But melanoma, a lifelong social climber, surely felt every slight.
Damn.
And the entire rest of the world saw this. Well played, Queen Elizabeth. Well
hey,
played.
That's sad. And melanoma wore that dress.
The queen, right after Trump left,
yes.
she turned around and announced the king and queen of the Netherlands are going to Windsor, which is where she sleeps, where she lives for a visit.
These guys be like, hey, we're coming over from the Netherlands. We don't want to hang out with this Trump. Just dump him off at that shitty castle nobody ever fucking goes to.
Or Belgium. It's a Belgium. She says, oops, my bad, Belgium.
Right.
In the next tweet.
Right. Well, people over here don't know the difference.
It's an unusual treatment for the American president by the British people.
Right.
There's a usual sense of at least some grudging respect, just enough to get the proprieties observed, but not this time. They didn't even try to be proper.
Right.
They hate him so much.
Oh, yes.
They were willing to show perceived and real slights.
And these guys, did they have a state dinner with W? Did they?
They might have, yeah.
W's going around Europe giving people massages they don't fucking want. They won't even meet with Trump.
And get this. Also, by calling it instead a working visit.
Oh, shit.
Instead of a state visit, the
right.
entire royal family, she says, got to fuck off.
Oh, yeah.
State dinners, the entire family down to second cousins roll out.
Okay.
When Obama showed up, they all wanted to roll out.
He probably had to
turn
third cousins away. They're like, sorry, second cousins only, baby.
Usually they'll send a low level.
Right.
This time she says not even the Countess of Wessex or one of the other Kents showed up. That's who does a lot of the Queen's overseas visits, like goes to weddings and shit. The whole family fucked off, even token royals who go to everything.
Damn. That's how you resist, right? Fuck you.
And another subtlety, she said,
yes.
by making it a working instead of a state visit, not only did they avoid nearly all royal involvement, but the U.S. then has to foot the bill for everything except for the police present.
See, it's expensive to be an asshole, right?
As a state visit, you are a guest of the royal family, and the British government pays for all of it.
Damn, Donald.
We paid for all this shit that we saw.
Fuck. Donald Trump is such an asshole. He costs us money.
Yeah.
What the fuck? That is so fucking pitiful. Not even a second cousin. Not even a third cousin. No royalty at some second-rate fucking castle fucking off with, you know, no queen, no nothing. Jesus.
I imagine the phone call went like this. Theresa May called the Queen.
Hello.
Of course, it didn't happen.
Right.
I invited Trump. We need a state dinner, all that shit. And the Queen said, you fucking what?
No.
And Theresa May said, he's the president. State visit. And Queen said, not in my reality. And that's the one that counts. Because Queen, bitch.
Right.
And Theresa May said, I already invited him. And Queen said, not my problem.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. Have a working visit. I'm not dealing with this motherfucker. And if I am going to deal with him, I'm wearing the Obama brooch.
Another tidbit passed along. Traditionally, the first visit of a new president to the UK is a state visit. This is how it's always done. Except this time.
Except if you elect a daughter-lusting, incestuous, rapist, fucking treasonous dick fuck white supremacist as president. That's what happens.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You ran Miss Universe. I fucking forgot. Jesus, guys. How the fuck could you elect this motherfucker?
Always remember the Queen would have been about 10 years old when the British appeasement of Nazi Germany started in 1935. Her mother and her grandmother survived World War I. They saw what was coming and would have made sure Elizabeth saw it all.
They're not suffering a fascist.
With that in mind, rest assured, Queen goddamn Elizabeth will not be appeasing anyone.
Yeah. Suck dicks.
I don't think she's psychologically capable of dealing politely with fascists. Easily. All of this insult heaped upon Trump is almost reflexive for her.
Yeah. It's visceral, right? It makes her want to vomit. God, Donald, you make the Queen of England want to throw up. You make royalty want to blow chunks over there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. It's the some major shade.
Yes.
Flung in the Trump direction. I didn't realize that, you know, you think they pulled out all the stops with that when he cut her off walking in front of her and stuff. But that was the bargain basement.
He got the 50 cent tour.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Walmart damaged items basket.
Instead of a state visit, it's like you go to a hotel and you got a free stay at a hotel and they got to show you a timeshare. Actually, it's not that at all. They had to pay. They had to pay for all the police and all that bullshit, right?
The palace released a photo after the one of the Obama's state visits.
Oh, everybody's there smiling, waving at the camera.
One of the photos released are the Queen and Michelle Obama with their arms around each other. This never happens. Nobody touches the Queen.
Wow.
But the Queen's beaming, smiling with her arm around Michelle Obama. They loved him.
George Bush didn't give her a massage like Merkel. Didn't give her a rub down. Why was George Bush massaging on Helen Merkel? Why? Why would he do that? Why would he think that was a good idea?
Strange, yeah.
It's strange, dude. Why would you do that?
Well, it's weird, but at least they liked each other.
Yeah, that's
like she
true.
Probably thought he's a fucking idiot. And why did you touch me? And you're dumb. I mean, at least there was some charm to him.
Right.
She hates Trump.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
there's
yeah.
no way she can.
Nobody's rubbing anybody.
Yeah.
Right. Nobody's getting rubbed down. There's
Don't
no
touch
nothing.
Me.
Yeah. Ugh.
Don't try to grab her pussy.
I mean, Trump actually said, I'm famous. I can grab people by the pussy if I want. Mm-hmm. And then I can kiss them. Oh, my God. You're a vomit.
Holy shit. Look at the time, everybody. We got to get. I'm going to get going here.
Right.
We'll save all this for tomorrow. There's a city council candidate in Alabama.
Fuck you.
Somewhere in Alabama who has received and she sent out a flyer.
Yes.
Announcing a very important endorsement.
Okay. Oh, God.
She's been endorsed by Jesus.
I'm endorsed by Yoda, bitch.
Sandra Little Brown is in a runoff election in Alabama, somewhere in Jefferson County.
Good God.
According to her own literature, she has a special endorsement.
Yes.
And it says at the bottom, big giant letters, supported by
Jesus Christ.
Well, you better drag that motherfucker out to fundraisers. I can't think of a better person to get an endorsement from. The savior of the fucking planet.
God, there's some video on Facebook of her saying, "We pray before we go out and we do anything. That is a divine piece of material that went out from this campaign on Saturday. I'm afraid," she said, "I'm not afraid to own Jesus anywhere. This campaign is built up on righteousness from the beginning to the end. If anybody has got a problem with that ballot, they got to see Jesus."
What a narcissist, dude. Jesus, he answers everybody's prayer. And he's going to take time to endorse you.
And I'm sure the other people running are not Christians in Alabama.
This is like the guy that prays for the Jesus to help the Cardinals win. You know,
right.
If you could imagine, Jesus would hate the Cardinals.
Not to cure childhood AIDS.
Oh, yes.
But goddamn.
Help Notre Dame win.
Roll
please.
Tide.
Oh, yeah. Roll Tide.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, we're at your favorite podcasting app. Then we're at crabdiving.com. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when to go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy. His Instagram is RatedRComedy, or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
No more pussyfooting around.
That's right. Join us again, everybody. Have a great evening. Back tomorrow.
Fuck Trump.
They've been wearing this political correctness kind of like a suicide vest.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.